Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome to God's Talk Radio, another thrilling episode. High on a hill, right here in 84 PA. What you want to talk about tonight? Buccos, Steelers, Penguins, about politics, about your boy Trump. All you right-wingers, welcome to call 516-666-9990. Like to start off by talking a little bit of baseball. This show, we can talk politics or sports, one of the two. I'll just start talking about a little bit of Pirate baseball if I can. I don't see much hope this year. The pitching staff looks very bad. Maybe three pitchers, Cole, Tyon, and what's the other guy? They just signed him. Can't even remember his name. That's how important he isn't. Played for the Yankees. But I think they all stink, those three. Tyon's shown some promise. I think Cole shot his wad 2 years ago. And I don't hold much hope up. I really don't. Every year you're, kicking the can down the road a little farther. I figure maybe 75 wins this year. Cubs are going to blow this team off the map, so St. Louis and probably Cincinnati. This team is, what I look at it, is three outfielders. I got Cutchin right now. He'll be gone by trade deadline. After that, he'll be gone. So you have Marte in center, Cutchin right. You have Cole as your number one pitcher. Tyon two. After that, it's relief pitchers. Stink. The bench is weaker. Rodriguez is gone. Joyce is gone. The Korean Kang, Gung Ho Kang, he's in prison somewhere, drunk driving. Can't keep his lips off the bottle. He may not be back. You have first base, you have Bell, inexperienced, but I think he's going to be all right. Second base, probably Harrison. Short, Jordy Mercer. Same old lineup there. Third, you have Freeze, Polanco, and left. He couldn't play right. I don't know how he's going to play left. Right? He can't cover. I don't hold much hope for him. He was a disaster off at Clemente Waller. And then you got, I don't know, the bench seems real weak. I don't know who they got. I guess they're bringing these young kids up to play. I don't know who knows about this team. I don't know. Every time you turn around, you're doing something different, so. I just don't hold much hope out for them. Pirates, Cubs, you look for them to repeat, win that division easy. Cardinals will be right there because they're always there. And I look for Cincinnati to be better. That's about what I think. 75 wins maybe? I don't know. What's your view on it? Call me. 516-666-9990. And we have the draft coming up, Steeler draft. Hopefully they can draft a few defensemen that can rush the passer, outside linebackers. I'd draft five of them right off the bat. My first pick would be an outside linebacker. Second pick would be an inside linebacker. Third pick would be a corner. Fourth would be a safety. Or how about this? If one of them stud tight ends are available in the first round, and there's a few of them, you go tight end, or do you go with the outside linebacker? How about this for a change? How about making a trade? How about trading our first pick and get a couple picks after that, get more picks? What do you think, since we're drafting 30? What do you think of that? Idea? They haven't done it for a while. Or we could sign one of these cornerbacks. It's pretty good. Some of them are better than what we have, free agents. And what do you think about Antonio Brown, him signing him to a big contract? And then franchising Bell. They can do both, but you know what I'd do? I don't know about this big contract for Antonio or Bell. I'd franchise Bell, let him play another year, see what happens. Injury prone. But, yeah, what do you think of that? Give me a call and let me know. What's your thoughts? We got a little call here. We got a caller on the line. Let's see. Let's go get him. Let's see if I can get this phone working here. Okay, hold on. All right, we got a caller here. Hello?
How's it going?
Hey, Dustin from Davin. What's up?
So I was listening to what you were saying. It's going to be an abysmal season for the Pirates. So, you know, they'll start and it'll just keep being the same thing. They'll have their hot streaks and their low streaks, but like you said, 75 wins. That sounds about right. Like you said, I can't really name any bench players. So when you don't have a bench and people get injured, which it's a long season, which they will, you know, who's going to come in and play. So when you don't know, you're not going to win more than 75. If you do, a miracle. But like you said with the Steelers, if I was them, I'd trade the pick. And they're right on the doorstep. They're right kind of where they need to be. Each year they got closer and closer. I would do what kind of Cleveland does and trade the first pick and just try to get some more body, try to get maybe two picks out of it, like a second and a third or whatever you could squeeze to get out to get more players. The tight ends are intriguing. Jake Butt and the guy from Alabama, I think he's going to be a monster. He was catching weights. They're throwing weights and he was catching them with his hands. And they went up to I forget what weight, but there's a video of him. They're throwing weights, and he's just catching them with his hands. I feel like he's going to be.
OJ Howard,
yeah.
From Alabama.
Yeah, projecting him to be like a top 10. They're thinking maybe the Giants because they could use the tight end.
They got this kid from Miami. He's supposed to be a freak athlete. I can't pronounce his name. Najabi or whatever. I can't pronounce. I like that Jake Butt, too, from
Michigan.
Michigan, yeah.
He got solid hands. He's I've seen him play for the last 2 years. Just watching the Michigan games. He's just a solid guy, pretty tall, and reliable hands. And that's why I feel like if the Steelers got him, that'd be another Heath Miller, just Mr. Reliable. You know, he's gonna catch it.
Yeah, I like that guy. I liked him when he played for Michigan. He had a ACL, I think, and that might hurt him. He may slip to the Steelers, but. Yeah, I'd like to see the Steelers make a move, like trade their first pick and then move back into the second round and pick a couple more players up. That'd be because this round's pretty deep in running backs and edge rushers.
Yeah.
So, but hey, back to the Pirates, Dustin. What do you think of this Ivan Nova? That's the guy I was trying to remember. What do you think of this guy?
I don't know much.
I don't think
about
much.
I don't know much on him, but even if they do sign him, it's not gonna get him there.
They did sign him. That was their big signing off season.
Oh, that
Ivan Nova. Yeah, we got Ivan Nova. Okay, so what?
Yeah,
you
know? Like you said. Okay, even if he's your number three, you gotta be like. I'm not saying everyone's gonna, you know, like you said, you're not gonna have Sandy Koufax pitching Monday. The next Hall of Famer pitching Tuesday and the All-Star pitching Wednesday, but you got to have a better rotation than what they got. I mean, if you want to compete with the Cardinals and Cubs, you're not trying, you know. If this is what you're throwing out there and saying you're trying, you might as well not try at all.
Oh, right.
Right. They're not even trying. I mean, that's not even close. You tell me, like you said, okay, now they're going to it's going to come down to it. If McCutchen struggles, they're not going to get anything for him, and he's going to find a home and get his, you know, groove back.
Right.
they're not going to, I don't think, they're basically going to sell him at his lowest point, and someone's going to get a steal, the Nationals or Yankees, wherever he goes, he could still play. I think they, you know, they're not going to get anything really for him. And like you said, you could say prospect. They take forever to pull him up, and that's been how many, you know, years. How many years now? All the prospects, and I mean, they had some players come in, and they didn't resign players that they needed to spend the money to really compete. I mean, it's in front of you. If you want to win, there's no salary cap. You got to go for it. You got to, I'm not saying throw money away like, you know, some of the teams do with these players that don't pan out, but if you think they're worth it, you know, maybe spend a little extra. I mean, like you said, the worst trade. All right. Oh, I was going
to
say.
It's good talking to you, brother. What? Thanks for the call. I got a little couple more phone calls I want to get to. And,
all right.
Call back, buddy. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye. That's Dustin
right.
from Davenport. Hey, we got the another phone call here. Hello, Gos Talk Radio. You're on.
Gos, man. What's
You're
going on, my brother?
Hey, Will Dog. We're from Columbus. We got a guy from Columbus, Ohio right now on. Go ahead, Will Dog. What you got?
Look, I got to tell you, I want to put you and Dustin's mind at ease because I'm looking at some of these Pittsburgh Pirate transactions 2017. February 9th, we acquired a guy, Pat Light, or should we call Pat Light Me Up? Guy's got an ERA of about 9, 15 games played, so he should be he should be a real value pick there, you know.
Exactly.
And then on January, we got a guy, you know, by the name of Joey Turdo Slavich. So he, first baseman outfielder.
A real stud, I presume.
I'm not kidding you. I couldn't make the last name up. Turdo Slavich.
What did they get him from the Ukraine?
You know, honestly,
did Trump ship him in?
Did
Putin ship him in from the Ukraine? Trump.
I heard he was down Permane Brothers in Huntington. Said, "Hey, man, you look like a ball player. What do you think?"
I heard he threw his hoagie against the wall, said it was terrible. And Huntington said, "You got an arm there, kid."
Think we can slide you in?
He said, "I'm from Ukraine. I don't throw him. I throw fists. I don't throw ball." But I know Donald Trump. Trump and Putin are friends.
Oh, I'll tell you.
Yeah,
what,
we got them all, buddy. I'll tell you. Oh yeah. What do you think of the Trumpster not showing his taxes, Will Dog? And the Republicans hold up for him. I mean, they're backing him, you know?
Yeah, you know what, Gos, man? I think it's a matter of time. You know, when you have a thing in the Constitution that the emoluments clause, and you want to make sure that when you're a public official, you're working for the people. So, you know, the people have a right to know if your decisions are going to be, you know, swayed in any way, because you got to eliminate those conflicts. That's why they put it in. So, you know, well, like I said, you know, I told someone the other day, I said, look, Trump could put all of this to bed tomorrow, release his tax returns and say, look, I have no dealings in Russia and we're done with it, but he can't. So,
exactly.
And there's a reason why he won't.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
And that's the other thing.
Hey, and I found out too. This new Republican Affordable Care Act that they're all moaning about, Obamacare and the one thing I've seen, the most it'll hurt, the people it will hurt the most from states are Ohio, Michigan, Kentucky. Ring a bell? That's where he got most of his votes.
Pretty
ring
much.
A bell, cousin? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, look, Will Dog, I got another caller here, and hang on there, buddy, because I got another caller. I'm going to get to this guy now. He's been waiting for. All right?
Thanks, Gos, man.
Good hearing
call.
From you.
Yep.
Listen to it, because it's going to be a good one.
You got
hello, Gos Talk Radio.
Hey.
Hey.
This is the God man.
This is him.
This is Gay. This is Merv.
Merv from Florida. What's up?
Hey, I was just listening to the Will Dog, and I have to say, I'm a little disturbed. I have not received my six pack.
Well, he probably listened. Tell him.
I'm about to call the agents, the federal agents, to go up there and bust that still.
I think he moved it three times already.
I've waited long enough. Hell, I'm almost over cancer before I get that.
He's moved that still three times already up in the hills.
Well, I'll tell you
They'll never find him.
I got some friends out that way. We'll find him.
Yeah, well, good luck because he's dug in there like an Alabama tick, I'll tell you.
Well, you know what? All I have to do is just ask around there in Ohio. They're all Trump supporters. I said, hey, where's that one Democrat that's around here somewhere? They'll flush him out.
Hey, what do you think about that? I asked Will Dog about that Trump deal with the tax returns, and they seem to be Republicans seem to be forming a little circle around them, protecting them.
Sure. Why not? I mean, look at everything that they bitched about during the campaign about Hillary. He's doing everything that she supposedly did 10 times over. But it's okay. As long as you're a Republican, you can do those things. It's when you're not a Republican, you can't. But
I hear the ACA Act. Go ahead.
What'd you say?
I heard the somebody told me today that that'll affect the states that voted for him. Obamacare.
Yeah, I think that was me. I told you that.
I think
this morning.
You did tell me that.
I was looking at the. I was just happened to pull up, and they just said, with the repeal of the Affordable Care Act, they're not going to fund Medicaid. They're not going to do this. They're going to. I didn't read the whole thing, but they said that the of the four of the top six or seven states that's going to be affected is going to be West Virginia, Kentucky, Ohio, and Michigan. All went Republican, and they're all going to get killed. All those people that were, Trumpsters that are living in the trailers, we're bringing coal back. We're bringing all this back. They're all going to get screwed, and they're so stupid they don't know it. That's the bad thing.
They're so dumb they're happy.
They've been sold a bill of goods. I'll pull back the word stupid. They've been doped. They drank the Kool-Aid.
You mean the dopes of doped, Well, I got to tell you, Mark, my shoes are still at the door. My metatarsals are, I still got the plant dust on them and,
I told that lady down here. That's like I told you that lady that was helping down at the clinic. She asked me who we were for, and I said, yes, where we worked. I think I told you that's where we worked. And my brother was there with me, and I told her we worked in the refractory business. We sold brick to the steel and glass industry. And she goes, oh, that's great. She said, that'll be good for your industry. Trump's bringing the steel mills back. I said, you got to be kidding me. I said, that's not going to happen. I said, who the hell's going to, invest $1 billion in a steel mill? It's not going to happen. They got four or five BOFs at U.S. Steel Fairfield, and half of them are banked because they don't have the orders. Cars don't use steel anymore. They don't. It's not happening. Unfortunately, it's not happening. They're not going to build these giant immigrated mills, and they're going to go back to, employ tens of thousands of people. It's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, they have to go a different way.
Else ain't happening.
I like some of the things he's talking about with trade and things like that. You just got to be smart about it that you don't screw everything else up in the midst of it. But we'll see. We'll see. If he would just concentrate on doing some of the things that would make things right here for being able to compete on the global market rather than the circus that he's surrounded himself with. And he's such a narcissist that, he'll never get it accomplished because the Republicans are going to throw him out first, I guarantee you.
Well, you know what they say. Be aware of the Klein Act, because while the Klein Act's going on, someone's breaking into your car.
Well, that's exactly right. He said, watch over here while I do all this stuff over here. I know.
Exactly.
Well, anyway, back to baseball. I was listening to Dustin, listened to Will Dog. I did have a chance to get down to Pirate City today.
Okay.
I did see some of the players. The place was mobbed. It was mobbed. You know, like in past years, you could walk all around and do some, you know, get closer. They had a lot of the areas chained off this year, so you couldn't get to them. But, you know, you did see the major leaguers. They were there. They were down at, they haven't gone up to McKechnie or whatever it is now, J-Lo Field or whatever they call it now. But they haven't gone up there to work out. So I did see Chang there today, which I didn't think I'd see. I was reading, you know, some of the articles that they said he was going to be late to camp, but he was there today. I saw him.
Huh. I thought he was in prison the way they were talking.
Yeah, well, that's what I thought too, but he was there. The other guy I saw who I was really impressed with physique-wise is that Bell. Holy moly, is he a stud.
He's a big dude.
The guy they brought up a little bit last year, they were saying he had seen rehab on his knee injury. He's a big man.
Yeah.
He's a big guy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He should be able to hit the ball out of the park, that's for sure.
Yeah. I saw Jaso. He was there. Stewart. I saw who else did I see? I'm looking at their – I got their roster. The pitchers were kind of out in the backfield, so I didn't get a chance to see them. I was down there for about 45 minutes. But they had
– did you see any batting practice or anything?
No, they have batting cages that are in a separate building. They've really built that up down there. When we first started going there about 10 years ago or so when my brother lived here, we went down there. They had like four fields, and they did batting practice there. They've really – it's quite a complex now. They got dorms there. They got giant, you know, cafeterias. They got a huge batting facility. They got like six fields. They did a nice job. The other thing they did up – I'll still call it McKechnie because that's the way – well, it is. They put batting cages and everything up there too. So in the next couple of days, when the games start, then the 40-man roster will move there. They won't be down at Pirate City anymore.
Yeah. Well, they're playing their first game Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah, it's pretty
exhibition
soon.
Game.
Pretty soon.
Yeah.
It's pretty soon.
Yeah.
But they were all down there today working out. What a gorgeous day too. It's about 80-some degrees down here. Not a cloud in the sky. No wind. Oh, it's just gorgeous.
I seen that on the TV. It was nice. It was beautiful here, too.
Yeah.
It's all 65 degrees.
Oh, man, that's
really
perfect.
Nice. Yep, February 20th, 65 degrees. Come on. No global warming? Get the hell out.
Hey, I'm having
There's
a tough
global
time
warming,
getting on
all right.
Yeah, I'm having a tough time getting on your website to listen. I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
Why.
Maybe Will Dog. I don't know. Have Will Dog text me. Make sure I'm doing so. I get on the GovTalk Radio. You know,
yeah.
I don't see the, you know, where it has where you have you're on live. You can click in and listen. That's not coming up. I mean, I can listen to past shows, but I can't listen to the current one. So I just caught a little bit.
I have Will Dog.
Yeah.
Oh, you? Did you listen to Dustin?
Me with it. Yeah. While I was on the phone.
Yeah. Right. Right.
I heard him saying something.
Yeah,
about somebody throwing weight for somebody and catch him.
What's that?
Have him text me. Have him text me his address so I can send the federales after him.
Hey, text me. Text Rainey's Rex's phone number. I'm gonna text him.
Okay, all right, I'll do that.
I'm gonna text
right.
Captain Willie. Send him a text.
There you go. There you go. Oh,
of course, he may not read it for another month, but, you know.
Well, he may not. I'll tell you what, he's really into the baseball and football and all that stuff. You know, he likes my son said when they landed, they just came back from Pittsburgh, as I told you. They landed in Orlando, and they had to drive, you know, an hour or so, an hour and a half to where they live. He bought him a Major League magazine at the airport.
Oh.
And he read that all day and all night. He's really into that stuff, I'll tell you.
Good for him.
He's funny.
Good for him.
He's funny. He really likes it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, text Rainey his phone number. I'm going to give him a Captain Willie text.
I looked for a fedora for you down here today. They had you want the dark one like Rex had on, or do you want the –
it doesn't matter.
I saw a straw one, but it was more – you know, like a straw hat fedora, but it was more, it had all the major league things on, not just the Pirates. I'll get on to the big Pirate fan, you know, store down here by McKechnie, and I'll look in there. They got a lot more stuff. There was just a trailer there today.
All right, good enough.
But it was packed. It was packed. There was probably 200 or 300 people there. I mean, in a little area, it was pretty crowded. I had to park all the way out by the street, for gosh sakes.
Wow.
But it's neat to see the excitement, that's for sure. They were all fired up. All,
mm-hmm.
At first.
That's going to be here for a week.
Well, I see they're moving McCutcheon to right. He's not real happy about
right.
that, I don't think. But
I can't see Polanco playing left field. That's a big field out there in PNC.
Yeah,
I don't know how he's going to.
I know.
They were working
on base running today, and I got a laugh. Some guy was saying, "Boy, you think they wouldn't do that in the majors? That seems kind of fundamental." And I looked at the guy and said, "Did you see the Pirates run the bases last year, Martel, all them?" I said, "My God, they had to do this every day."
Exactly.
I said, "You would think when
they
got
they need
this
the
level,
most.
You know how to." Yeah, I said, you'd think when they got to this level, you know how to run bases.
Yeah, you'd think so. they don't know how to run bases, that's for sure.
They're working on it today. They're working hard on it. They had like four groups out there at different bases and tagging up and do all the things you'd see young kids do. But
I wish somebody would explain to Marte when there's no outs and you're on second base and the ball's hit the third. You don't have to run to third base if you're on second.
Well, they were working on that drill today. They're working on flies to the outfield. That'll be tomorrow.
I hope so. I've seen him do that so many times, it's unbelievable. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah.
Not only him, I've seen Harrison do it, and I've seen Polanco do it.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's what they were doing.
All right there, brother. Thanks for the phone call.
I was there for about 40 minutes. Yeah, it was good. It was good. Yeah, tell Will Dogg, tell him I gotta have that suds, man, or I'm gonna have to make a few calls.
I'll tell him to give you a bunch. Tell him to call you.
You behave up there, boy. Take it easy.
Goes Merv. Thanks a lot. Bye bye. That's Merv. Well, we got another couple minutes to talk. What do you want to talk about? 516-669-9990. Want to talk about the Penguins, Pirates, Steelers? What you want to talk about? Politics, Trump, the bump? Oh, they're all saying all these town hall meetings that they're all paid people showing up. All the Republicans saying, oh, they're all paid. They're showing up. They're getting paid. Well, maybe all the people showing up for Trump's baloney's getting paid too. That one Saturday, that bum, that stiff that jumped up on the stage with him, I think he was getting paid because he looked to me like he was pretty well out there. I don't know what he was smoking. He has a 7-foot statue of Trump and prays to it every morning. He says, "You think that's sane?" Wonder what he was smoking. Yeah, we're paid. Man, Trump didn't let him talk too long. You see that he chewed him off because he was getting a little bit more pub than Trump was. Trump's ego can't take that. But he shooed him off. That's enough. Get out of here. Yeah. So, and the tax returns, I believe he's hiding something there. Hey, if you don't have nothing to hide, show him, bud. Let's see it. I think you do. I think you're in deep with Russia. I think you're in real deep. I think his Tillerson is, too. I think there's a lot of deals going on there, too. And I think Putin doesn't want to say nothing yet because he got some big money coming his way. Yep, it's all money up there, oil. Rodney, Arctic, and oh yeah, Trump got some deals going on. Tillerson got some deals going on. Oh yeah, it's should be interesting, and I hope they dig it up because if it was Obama, wow. How about the jerk from, he's a Baptist, he's a pastor, and he was on computer the other day. He was on. He wants to go after Obama with pitchforks and rope. Yeah. He said he ruined the country, this guy. They're still after Obama. I mean, it's amazing. It's amazing to me. And this other yo-yo says that Obama has a small army in D.C. ready to take over. And he's on the radio. He's a right-wing talk radio guy. Sick. I know. It's I got 10 seconds here, 7. I'm about to call off here, and I'll see you next Monday. It's been a good one. I'll see you later. Bye-bye.
Boom, 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 boom.